Welcome back, everyone. In this lesson, we're going to be talking about storage and aging. We'll start by talking about a coffee's age and why it's important and the way that translates to your extractions. So one thing to talk about when it comes to aging is carbon dioxide. When you roast a coffee, there's chemical reactions that take place and produce carbon dioxide as a byproduct. Now, carbon dioxide can create what's called a carbonic bitterness in coffee. It actually is a carbonic acidity, but it can be perceived as a bitterness. So excess levels of carbon dioxide can result in a coffee that tastes gassy, it tastes bitter, it tastes too acidic, and it can actually mute a lot of the other flavors in the coffee, really limiting that flavor clarity. So depending on the degree of roast, this will also impact the overall levels of carbon dioxide in the coffee. In general terms, the darker you roast a coffee, the more carbon dioxide is going to be produced, and vice versa, the lighter you roast the coffee. Now, from day one, the coffee is constantly degassing. It's releasing carbon dioxide. It's releasing volatile aromatics. By about day 17, a coffee will have roughly 50% of its original carbon dioxide levels. Now, you notice carbon dioxide's effect in both filter coffee and espresso, but even more so, in my opinion, when it comes to espresso. Because with espresso, you're brewing with such a high amount of pressure, and there's nowhere for the carbon dioxide to escape, it ends up being infused directly into the brew, really impacting the flavor of the coffee. This also ends up creating what we call crema in espresso, as we referred to in the previous video. So the amount of pressure when brewing espresso results in the water and the oils in the coffee to emulsify. The amount of pressure used when brewing espresso causes the water and the oils in the coffee to emulsify, and the carbon dioxide is then diffused throughout the crema as bubbles. So the higher the carbon dioxide levels are in the coffee, or in other words, the fresher the coffee is, typically the more crema is going to be produced. And the older the coffee is, the less crema will be produced. This also leads to the assumption that more crema is associated with higher quality coffee or fresh coffee. So a lot of people, when they come into the cafe and they order an espresso, they'll generally expect to see a nice thick layer of crema because of that association that fresh coffee is better. That being said though, as we've already sort of stated, too fresh can be a bad thing, right? Because if you have excess levels of carbon dioxide, that will negatively impact the flavor of coffee. So this sort of leads us to the question, how fresh is best? You know, what is the window that we should be working within when it comes to a coffee's age? It really comes down to the way that you've roasted the coffee. From my experience though, I find that anywhere between about 2 to 3 weeks, 2 to 4 weeks for most espresso coffee is generally a good place to be within. It is a point where it's released enough of the carbon dioxide so it doesn't have as much of an effect on the flavor of the coffee, but it's still retained a lot of its volatile aromatics, ensuring that the coffee is still flavorful and it's still intense. If you take a coffee and you rest it for too long, it can go stale and the flavors will flatline, producing a coffee that just becomes a little bit dull. Now, the next thing to talk about is storage methods. So as we need to age coffee, there's a wide variety of different storage methods that we can use. So one thing we want to try and keep our coffee away from is oxygen. Oxygen will oxidize the coffee. It'll create sharp and negative flavor notes. So here's an example of a storage method. It's just a standard coffee bag. This is something that a lot of companies will use. On the back, you'll see there's a one-way valve. This is pretty common too. So the idea behind the valve is to allow carbon dioxide to escape the bag, allowing the coffee to degas properly whilst minimizing the amount of oxygen that comes back into the bag. There'll always be a small amount of oxygen that comes into the bag, but hopefully not too much. Now, when you're storing these bags, it's important that you try and store it upright. One of the reasons for this is carbon dioxide sits heavier than oxygen. So as carbon dioxide is released, it will force oxygen away from the coffee, minimizing oxidization. This is another example of packaging that you can store a coffee in. So this is designed to pressurize and actually force the oxygen out, minimizing oxidization, keeping oxygen away from the coffee. So similar intention. There's other tools that have been used in order to try and prevent oxidization in coffee. So one of them is argon. Argon is a gas that is used pretty widely in the wine industry, but I've also seen baristas adopt it to coffee because, similar to carbon dioxide, it sits heavier than oxygen. So if you direct argon into the bag, it will cause the oxygen to sit away from the coffee. It sits heavier than carbon dioxide too, so it has even more of an effect. Other methods of storage might be vacuum sealing. Vacuum sealing is something that I've had a lot of success with and I've found really good results with, and it's a method that I use for competition. Unfortunately, it's not a very sustainable method, so I don't like to do it on scale, but if you're trying to preserve a small amount of coffee, it's generally the way to go, in my opinion, in terms of preserving the flavor quality. That being said too, for some reason, I can't explain why because I don't know the science behind it. The coffees I've tasted that I've vacuum sealed tend to have more flavor clarity than the coffees that I haven't. So this is really important for me when it comes to competition, you know, in helping me articulate the flavor notes of whatever coffee I'll be serving. Another thing to discuss is storing coffee in the fridge or the freezer, because we've seen a lot of people doing this recently. It's actually not a new technique, but I feel like it's been brought to light in recent years, and it's been showcased at competition as well. We're seeing a lot of cafes use this as a way to create a coffee menu, almost similar to a wine menu. You know, you can have multiple coffees stored in the freezer with recipes made up, so you can pull them out whenever you need them. You can have coffees from 1-2 years ago, and thanks to the freezer, it will slow down the aging process, preserving a lot of those qualities in the coffee. The only thing I'd say if you're storing coffee in the freezer is that you make sure that when you take it out of the freezer, you let it thaw to room temperature before you open it. If you open it and it still hasn't thawed properly, that can create condensation and the moisture can then damage the coffee. So try and avoid doing that. As far as freezing coffee goes, a lot of people will do it in, they'll store their coffee in like little canisters, or vacuum sealing is another great option when it comes to that. Another point to add when it comes to freezing coffee is that if you are freezing coffee and you're taking it out of the freezer and you are grinding it directly from frozen, just be aware that that will affect the grind profile of the coffee, because the colder the coffee beans are, the more they tend to shatter and it will produce a finer grind profile. So when it comes to espresso, from my experience, a frozen coffee ground will usually extract about 2 to 3 seconds longer than a coffee that was ground at room temperature. Okay, everyone, so that's it for storage and aging. Looking forward to seeing you in the next video.